This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Kennedy. This is your podcast for Monday, November 11th. Lots going on today. We talked about Gronk. Is he coming back or not? Carson almost getting kicked out of the army because of pancakes. And speaking of Carson, why was he not available at our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys kickoff party? We'll find out.
It happened yesterday at Loretta's Last Call, Carson and Kennedy's 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys kickoff party. Lucas Graham was there performing. And then everybody that came brought a new unwrapped toy, obviously, for our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys. How was it, Kennedy?
It was remarkable.
Right?
It was, people got there early. Mm-hmm. We're having Bloody Marys out on the patio because it was a gorgeous sunshiny day. Mm-hmm. Everybody was there on time and lined up. We did our sound check with Lucas. Some of the staff got to go take pictures, and then they let the people in, and I sat there and greeted them all, and it was just wonderful. They told me all about their toys, and then Lucas Graham was going to perform, so I got up on the stage and I introduced him, and Annie and I took questions from the audience, and then it was over, and it was a wonderful day. There was just one thing missing.
It was all very professional.
My co-host.
The only thing missing was me. So I get a text message from Kennedy at about
12:25.
12:25.
No, we were supposed to be there at 12:15, mind you.
Yes. Right.
And it is a frantic message saying, "Are you okay?" And so I see the text message, and I was at church, and Lana had almost passed out at church. So a friend of ours drove her home. So I'm now freaking out, thinking, how does Kennedy know about what's going on with Lana, right? Mm-hmm. And so I immediately called Lana. I'm like, "You okay?" She's like, "Yeah, I'm laying down. I'm at home." And I'm like, "Well, I just got a frantic text message from Kennedy," and I was trying to figure out.
And I left you a voicemail too. Well, lining up everything.
That hadn't come. I hadn't gotten the voicemail yet. That hadn't showed up. So I immediately call Kennedy, and I'm like, "What's going on?" And she's like, "Where are you?" And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" She's like, "Lucas Graham." And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I forgot. I just flat out completely forgot."
So now, 12:15.
Yes.
You know, I'm meeting with the record person who handles Lucas. I sit down at a table with Lucas, talking about when he would like to do the interview. And he's like, "Honestly, I'm easy whenever you want. I'd rather do it now rather than later. I want to take, you know, questions in between songs. I don't want to do a whole interview in there." So,
right.
Like, now would be great. So mm-hmm. I'm looking at my watch and I'm like,
"Where's Carson?"
So I'm like, "Well, we'll just give it another 5-10 minutes. And if he doesn't show up, then we just aren't going to do the interview. And that's fine because, you know, we'll have
the
audience."
I feel terrible.
We
missed the interview.
So it's fine, Carson.
Yeah,
the audience just interviewed him, and it was great.
Sure.
So at this point, our big boss, Sal, was there, and then Mike Mullaney, and then, you know, everybody else.
The whole station.
Everybody
Pretty
was
much.
There. And everyone is coming up to me, "Where's Carson? Where's Carson? Where's Carson?" And I don't have an answer for them at this point.
Right.
And I'm so angry, yet so I don't want anything to be wrong. So, you know, I'm like, "Ooh, good up, but I hope everything's okay. Ooh, good up, but I hope everything's okay. Ooh, good up, but I hope everything's okay."
She was
okay.
Pacing. I was like, "Everything's okay.
It's okay. Just let me pace and then it's done. You know, 5 minutes and I'm over it. It's fine." So, yeah, the show went on without you. I got up on stage and I'm like, "Carson couldn't be here today."
It's the Ann Kennedy 10,000 kickoff party.
How long did we give away tickets to that show?
Carson, we gave away tickets for 2 weeks. And Carson, we gave away 280 tickets.
Unbelievable. I wish I had an excuse of some sort. I don't know what happened. We were up early. We were out doing it. We went and picked up breakfast for, like, we were just out doing, you know, it just, I don't know. I have no excuse whatsoever.
Do you have a calendar on your phone?
I have a calendar. You know, it's funny. So I get home from church and I pop open my computer and there's the alert. Bing.
Lucas Graham.
Lucas Graham.
Time to leave, Carson.
Time to leave. Yeah. On my phone, on my watch, nothing popped up. But on my computer when
so,
I got home afterwards.
If you head to any of our stops at Simon Malls, Carson will be doing them all alone.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. And you know that feeling you get in the pit of your stomach once you realize that you've missed this? And I called Kennedy back a second time afterwards because I was feeling so guilty. I was like, so how'd it go?
And she's like, fine.
But then they had the audacity to say to me this morning, why didn't you do the interview without me?
Kennedy, you are a talented woman.
It's not that I can't do it.
Right.
It's that if you walked in 5 minutes later, you'd been pissed that I didn't wait.
No, I would not.
Oh, don't even. Don't even, sir.
I would not have done that like that.
Friends?
No. You would have. Carson, agree with what she's saying, please, because you're the one that messed up. So just agree with it.
Back when I was an intern, I had to write a 5-page paper for being tardy. Saying, I recall that.
Yeah. That's what happens when you're an intern, Dan.
We use big font.
Yeah, we have a different set of rules.
Do we though?
Yeah, we do.
Do we though?
Actually,
well,
yeah, we do.
I don't know about that.
When your name's on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, my name's on the show too.
You believe me, got away with plenty.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy, this is the report from the NFL Network. The guy's name is Ian Rappaport. He is an NFL insider. And he says Patriots Robert Kraft wants Rob Gronkowski back for the playoffs, and he has until November 30th to make that decision.
I mean, there are newscasters standing outside of Gillette this morning.
It's insane.
It's not the 30th. Also, it's not happening.
I completely disagree with you.
That is not how this works. Has anyone ever done this in the history of football?
It happens all the time. And in fact, the quarterback
from the
Green Bay Packers, Brett Favre, retired and unretired 17 times.
He didn't come back in like the end of a season.
No, he came back at the beginning of a season. That's totally different. This is like, I'm just going to slide in and help the team. And I just don't see that happening. He's not the same size and shape as he was last year.
He's in better shape now.
No, he's not.
He's better mentally. He's better physically. He's got the CBD oil. Oh, we're winning a Super Bowl.
CBD Gronk is going to come back.
That's right. CBD Gronk is going to take us to a seventh Super Bowl championship.
Not. 100% no. There's no way.
Listen, I would love it because God knows we need some pass catchers and blockers. And he does both exceptionally well. But he's coming back. He's on some game show now, isn't he?
He is. He's doing a lot of Hollywood-type things.
Right. Yes. And he's made of glass. I'm sorry, but he's not coming back. Why? To put his body on the line again?
Yeah.
So he can't walk by the time he's 35?
He's the back of a 90-year-old man.
Right.
Yeah, but he's healthy now. He's had a full year to
recover. Carson, he's tiny now. He's not nearly the weight he was.
He's pliable. He's been doing the TV 12.
A month in the gym and he could be back to play in shape, but he's not coming back.
He's going
to
be faster, stronger.
You really think he's coming back?
100%, I think.
Why?
Because it would just be such a Gronky thing to do. Just like
it's a jerk thing to do. If that's the case, play the whole season.
It's not.
What, you're going to come in and save the day?
Yes.
Like, how selfish is that?
That's cool with that.
Narcissistic.
Come save the day. I'm
yes,
down with
please,
it.
Yes, please.
It's amazing the things you guys will just let slide if it makes your team win. I swear.
Dan's like a damsel in distress. He's like, no, please help me.
We're 8-1, but we need you.
But we need you.
Here's the story from Ian Rappaport. He says, and I quote Kennedy, time is running out for Gronk to make a return. According to the rules, the last day for Gronkowski and the team to agree to grant him an official return to the roster would be Saturday, November 30th, the day before the team's Week 13 game. Because he's on the reserve retired list, if he doesn't come off it by then, he's not eligible to play. Gronkowski has not turned in his retirement papers yet, but that is often considered a formality, is not actually required to remain retired. Mm-hmm. One person who has recently communicated with Gronkowski said he has shown no signs of coming back to play. But that person doesn't know. Once Robert Kraft calls you, man.
I love how Tom Brady has publicly stated, like, I care about Gronk's health.
Right.
I'm not going to pressure him to come back if he doesn't want to come back. And Robert Kraft's like, let me slide in those DMs real quick.
Yeah.
Robert Kraft's like, yeah, Robert, we're going to need you.
Yeah. If Tom Brady calls you, Kennedy, right?
No. Tom Brady's not calling him.
And even so, he's leaving next year, so who cares, right, Carson?
That's
right.
Well,
maybe Tom Brady will leave at this day and Rob Gronkowski will come on this day.
They'll ride
the
off in the sunset together. One more. What? Just one more. That's all. Come on, Gronk.
They already did that for you.
I've said one more like the last three.
Right. We're just getting needy over
just
here.
Keep winning.
But they're so close. They're like one Gronk.
I was a golden goose now, Benny.
They're one Gronk away from winning a seventh Super Bowl title. Why wouldn't you do it? What a great story. That's why.
I just love the people that are harping on the fact that he hasn't turned his papers in. You think he even knows that? No. The man has no idea.
I 100% think he knows that.
He knows exactly what
Absolutely
he's doing.
Absolutely not. But they he's say like, that's
just
a thing.
You don't have to do that. No. Like, most people don't, in fact. It's just
But you heard him when he was on TV, when he made his debut there doing the halftime show or whatever. And they
pre-game.
Asked him, the pregame, whatever it was. And they said, you know, okay, the elephant in the room, are you coming back? And he didn't say no. He said, well, I'd have to be in the right mindset.
He's not, and he's not.
And the mindset is backing up the truck with a bunch of dollar bills.
I don't think it's money.
He doesn't need
it. He turned down $9 million to play this year.
Yeah. He's not coming back, Carson.
No.
Just let it go. To quote Elsa or whatever her name is, let it go.
But what if he did?
What if he did?
Then you two would be insufferable, and I think I would have to take a sick day that Monday.
No days off!
Y'all gotta let
You know, there was a guy down in South Florida Radio that wore a cheerleading outfit until the Miami Dolphins won. And they didn't win until like week 8. So he spent the entire, you know, first part of the season in a cheerleading outfit. Maybe you and I should do that, Dan, until Gronk comes back.
I really don't want to see you guys in cheerleading uniforms.
It's not that deep.
You don't want to see me in a cheerleader. It's a lot of pasty, hairy legs.
Thank you.
Hard pass.
All right.
Gronk, you just enjoy your life with your bros and your bus.
Yo soy fiesta.
Yo soy fiesta.
Most profound statement of our lifetime.
A text from the 617, Kennedy. Witten from the Cowboys did it.
I don't know who that is.
Jason Witten. Yeah, look him up. Yeah, you'd like that guy, Kennedy. Trust me.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It is Veterans Day today, and if you happen to see a veteran out, be sure to thank them. Thank them for their service and their dedication to volunteering and to their family members as well. I think sometimes we forget about the family members and everything that they sacrifice. I thought I would share a story, and I know you know this story, Kennedy.
That's all right. It never gets old.
But when I was in the Army, I was in airborne school. And airborne school is where they teach you how to jump out of airplanes. It's a small elite force within the Army. I'd say there's probably about 1 million people in the Army, both between, you know, active duty and reserve and National mm-hmm. Guard. And then I think only about 20,000 of those actually go to airborne school. And so you go to Columbus, Georgia, to Fort Benning, and you go through this really...
Mighty Ungawa.
Yes, you go through this pretty intense 3-week training course. And you spent a lot of time in sawdust pits. And I went in July, which, you know,
like
in Georgia, where it's 1,000 degrees.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah, it's a wonderful vacation during the summer.
Tropical, very.
Yes. Columbus, Georgia.
The only sawdust I've ever dealt with in my life is what they put on the floor at the Texas Roadhouse for all the peanuts.
Yeah.
That's the only sawdust I work with.
And of course, every morning you would show up in formation and they would pick through every piece of your uniform and boots and ears to make sure there was no sawdust anywhere. And you've been rolling around in it for 3 weeks. So at the end of the 3 weeks, your family can come to graduation and they pin your wings on you. We used to do this thing, which I don't think they're allowed to do anymore, called blood wings.
No.
So you would get this metal badge and you would take the backing off of the pin and put it on your uniform, and then your family would come and
things I never got to do.
Right.
Things I would have liked to have done to my
so husband. You know, my mother came, my father came, I had some other family members there. And so the final jump that we have, so you have to jump 5 times in order to graduate from the school. So on the 5th and final day, that's when graduation is. And so everybody's there. And my mom says, hey, we were thinking maybe we would take you out to breakfast. And I'm like, a great idea. And we have some additional time because the family is there. So every night they would post on a chalkboard outside of our barracks what time we were going to leave for the jump the next morning. So I read the chalkboard. We leave and, you know, my mom comes and picks me up. I put on my civilian clothes, which I haven't had on in 3 weeks. And we go off for breakfast. We go off for pancakes at the International House of Pancakes.
Like you do when mom comes to dinner.
Right. Of course.
And you've been eating garbage mess hall food.
Columbus, yes. Georgia, right? So I order like the biggest stack of pancakes that they have at IHOP. And just as the pancakes get delivered to our table, something goes off in my head and I realize that I have misread the board and when we're supposed to leave. And I say to my mother, I was like, oh my gosh, I think we are moving out for our 5th and final jump, like right now.
It's the most Carson thing ever, Carson.
Honestly.
It's like the least surprising thing ever. So when the waitress drops the food, I'm like, we need the bill. So she brings us the bill. We hop in the car. We haul butt back to the military base. You know, we're like 20 minutes away. And sure enough, as we pull back in, there goes the entire battalion going off to make their fifth and final jump.
Well, not the entire battalion.
Yes. You know who's missing? Private First Class Tager is missing. That's who's missing. So I run inside. I throw my uniform on over my civilian clothes. I put my boots on. I don't even tie them. And I catch up to one of my buddies who's a road guard. Because whenever you'd have that big of a movement, you'd have to have road guards. I was like, hey, give me your road guard vest. So he gives me his road guard vest. We march all the way down to the air base where we're going to go into the hangars and wait to get on airplanes to go jump. And when we get there, I run back and I get back in formation. And of course, you know, what we call the black hat, those are the guys that trained us. He's like, you know, Private Tager, he's screaming at me, where were you? I was like, I was in the back of the formation. I was a road guard. And he's like, what do you mean you're a road guard? You've never been a road guard. I was like, oh, I don't know. Somebody said be a road guard, so I was a road guard. He said, so you were here at the barracks before we left? I was like, yes, Black Hat. And he just looked at me like he knew something wasn't right.
I cannot believe you lied to a drill sergeant. Like, I just don't think I could ever do that. Their eyes just peer through you and into your very soul.
And you just have buttery pancakes dripping down your chin.
I smell like International House of Pancakes, right?
You smell like syrup.
Hey, you got a blueberry in your teeth there, champ.
And he's like, and why are your boots untied? I'm like, oh, I don't know. If I'm running? Because we would like do a slow run. And he's like, he just said, okay, whatever. And then I went.
It was way too much paperwork to kick you out.
Right? Probably.
Yeah, it is.
Right, right. So I made my fifth jump and graduated airborne.
Hooray!
Oh. Yes. It's pretty stressful. It's pretty stressful.
Did you at least get to eat the pancakes in the car?
No, I never had the pancakes. Oh. No, I just left them there. I didn't even wait. Like we paid.
You should go to IHOP every Veterans Day. Like that should be your jam.
I should have pancakes.
You get
IHOP.
Some pancakes and then you run out really fast.
And then the crazy part is, so I have my fifth and final jump, and we end up landing in the trees, and then I had to come back on like a different truck. Like it was just like that day was just like a crazy blur. I was lucky, you know, lucky like I didn't hurt myself or whatever. But anyway,
your parents are waiting to watch you land, and like, oh, he's about two clicks that way.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
So what is a click? How far is a click?
It's a kilometer.
Oh, that makes sense.
But you don't know what a kilometer is when you're walking, so you have to figure out how many steps you take in a click, and then you know if you take 222 steps, that's a kilometer. Your click would be different than my click in the number of steps.
Yeah, I got short legs.
Right. So yours might be 7.
Steps in my
steps
click.
In a click. Right, exactly.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
We made a wager on the show Friday morning for $1, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
$1 is on the line. Do you have your $1 bills ready? Because I think I'm going to take your money.
Oh, boy.
I think I'm going to take your money, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
The wager was who would watch the most television over the weekend, because we were all planning on sitting on our butts all weekend long. So I've been counting up the number of things that I have watched over the weekend.
Yes.
And I'm already at 11.
What?
I'm out.
I watched 5 episodes of Peaky Blinders.
Yep,
have
it's a
have you
show.
Heard about this show?
Of course. It's like in season 3, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Been around for a minute.
Okay. I'm through the first season, 5 episodes.
There you go.
I watched 6 episodes of Jack Ryan.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, that doesn't include the terrible Hobbs and Shaw movie that I watched, the Celtics game that I watched.
When you say terrible, do you mean terrible in a good way? Because
no,
I haven't watched that one yet. And you know how I feel about terrible movies.
No,
do you think I'd hate it too?
It's so bad.
But you know I love bad movies.
It's not even good bad.
All right, good
it's
enough.
It's just bad, bad, bad.
They should have stopped making those like 6 movies ago.
Right.
There okay, at one point
no.
in the movie.
Oh, do you feel personally victimized?
By Fast and Furious, absolutely.
At one point during Hobbs and Shaw, it's like it's about it, it's crescendo, like in the movie's at the pinnacle and we're going to get a good ending, and then it goes on for another hour.
Oh.
And I was just like, what just happened? I thought this movie was about to
it's
end.
It's never going to end.
It's never going to end.
Don't tell me. Did Hobbs and Shaw win in the end?
And guess who showed up? Kevin Hart shows up
of
in it.
Of course he does.
Yeah.
If Vin Diesel doesn't show up, don't call me.
It was weird. It was just a
Well,
weird...
I'm afraid that you win. It's not even an interesting fight anymore.
Oh, no. So you guys weren't committed to this, were you?
Well, I watched 3 episodes of Castle Rock, which is so good. And I saw my girlfriend in it, who's an actress.
My next door neighbor is in that, too. Yep. The guy lives across the street
and,
from me.
And I watched 2 episodes of like a serial killer thing. And then I got myself out of bed and I went and finished painting my table.
Annie?
I watched Rocket Man on Saturday night. That was the only television I watched all week.
Wow. How was it?
Unbelievable.
I was so almost good. Watched that instead of Hobbs and Shaw. And I was like, I know you got to be in a mood to watch that
you
one.
You do.
And I wasn't in that mood.
Honestly, though, like my heart rate was through the roof the entire film.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was like ready to party after I watched that. I was like, look at me sitting in my bathrobe. I'm not Elton John.
But you also realize the dangers that come with partying.
Yeah.
And so, yes. He does all of that.
Don't nerd it up at the end.
Well, there's a reason he did it, you see.
He's Producer Dan, are you still in for a dollar?
I didn't watch a lot of TV, honestly. I watched a new and an old movie. That was my big watch.
Go ahead.
I went and saw Motherless in Brooklyn, the Edward Norton detective
movie. Oh, my
wife
went and saw that.
It was good. I liked
it.
She
enjoyed it, her and Mimi.
And for the first time, I watched When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, I'll have what she's having.
That's the scene.
I totally forgot. I went to a movie on Friday, too.
What'd you see?
Mr. Sleep.
Dr. Sleep?
Dr. Sleep. The next in The Shining.
Yeah. I heard it was garbage.
It wasn't great. But yeah, it wasn't great.
Oh, it's where they flash back to The Shining stuff?
Well, no.
It goes back
to
the
hotel,
story of
right?
Danny. You know, the kid.
Right.
The Red Room kid.
Now that
and he's grown and dealing with, you know, all
right.
of the trauma that comes with your dad trying to kill you in a haunted hotel.
Right. Well, I'm a little disappointed. I thought it was going to be a little bit closer between all of us.
Well, we all have no social lives, but you have $3 now.
Yeah, right? Peaky Blinders, though.
Peaky Blinders is good.
Yeah, it's a little gory. Like, some of the stuff I'd have to fast forward through the gore, like, scenes.
Because of Barrett or because of you?
No, he
doesn't like gore at all.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's like, sometimes
Blood and Guts is not his jam.
Yeah, they just go through stuff sometimes. And Jack Ryan, the second season, is really good. Uh-huh. So, anyway, pay up.
I don't think I even have a dollar, to be honest with you.
I don't carry cash. I'll
Venmo
get you next
me.
Time.
Oh,
Venmo.
Actually, maybe I do.
Venmo Carson a dollar. All right, that's what I'll do.
Here's three. I got everybody.
Oh Daniel!
Look at the baller.
Big spender.
That's it.
Big pimp.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.